1071 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Cottle. We've got so much happening at Stratford Festival. We've chatted with Ann Swerdfeger. Let's talk about some of the great forum performances that are happening. They're kicking it off once again. It's Monday Night Music, and joining us in studio, you've likely heard him behind the scenes, but it's a wonderful chance to chat with trumpeter Philip Seguin with the Stratford Festival Orchestra, who's going to be kicking off Monday Night Music. Philip, it is wonderful to see you.
Thanks, Jamie. Nice to meet you finally.
We've heard you certainly with the Stratford Festival Orchestra. We'll talk about that. But what's happening for this coming Monday? You're going to be kicking off the Monday Night series.
The Monday Night Forum Music, yes, yeah. Yes, and every Monday night there's something going on, but they have music with festival musicians featuring the festival musicians, and so we all have little things that we do on the side or little projects that that we're doing, and so it's a chance, as you say, to everybody's heard us. We're up in the loft at the right. at the festival theater, and some people don't know that's a live music until they read the program.
That's right. Yes,
and it's a beautiful space up there. It's kind of like a studio, like up here, And then at the Avon Theater, well, we're in an open pit, so that's more obvious that we're there, so people can peek down, they can wave at us and stuff. That's kind of neat, Don't feed the animals, that sort of thing, right? And also we play the fanfares, the Louis Applebaum fanfares that have been traditional since the beginning.
Absolutely.
So that's a great thing. And the nice thing is that the Applebaums, the family, they actually come, the grandchildren, and so we've kind of developed friendships with them, and
that's great.
Yeah, that's kind of neat.
That is neat.
Yeah.
So we've got the Philip Seguin Quartet for
correct.
This coming Monday, and it's Songs correct. The Theater Taught Me, Volume 3.
Volume 3. Right? Yeah, I'm kind of like greatest hits, hey? No, it's it's something I've always wanted to do. I mean, this is, if I don't have like a personal CD or a recording or a record, but I always thought that if I was to do one, I mean, I've played on a lot of recordings and stuff,
sure, yeah.
but not like my own. And I thought, well, what is it that I do? What is it that, everybody's got their thing, right? And well, the thing that I like to do is I like to play shows, and I've been playing shows since high school. So it's that's sort of my bag, That's what I do. And so I thought, well, geez, if I was to do a program, I mean, I'm not a composer, right? Not every musician's a composer, so I wouldn't play my own music. I'm not like, the great Dana Manning or Ron Sexsmith or something like that, right? I don't have my own stuff. They can go, okay, here's the answer. Here's the short answer to your question. You said Volume 3.
Yeah.
Well, I can't go and play the same tunes every concert, Can't play my greatest hits because I don't have any. I don't have any. So what I do is I play everybody else's music, right?
Yeah, fair enough.
Then if I played everybody else's music, I got to change it up. Well, the great thing about theater songs or songs from musicals is that they've become standards. Mm-hmm. All the great standards. I mean, if you think of an innovator like Miles Davis, he was playing show tunes.
Right.
I mean, My Funny Valentine, that kind of thing, somebody who was such an innovator and changed music, I don't know, 6 or 7 times, changed the course of music in history, and yet he's playing show tunes.
Right.
So it's just that the harmonic structure and the form and the lyrics. And
they become kind of a fabric of our lives, theater songs.
Oh, sure.
Like,
whether we know it or not. I mean, there's and theater changes too. Theater has changed since the Oscar Hammerstein and all that, those musicals were over 3 hours long.
Yeah.
Now you've got Andrew Lloyd Webber and those types writing 2-hour musicals,
right?
And nobody feels cheated. it's you can do it like that. And so the style of the music has changed. But yes, it has become a fabric of our life. And so what I've done is I started with all my greatest hits, the ones that I loved anyway.
Sure, of course.
And the ones that I learned from the theater, and then the ones that I've learned along the way. And sure enough, they're from a show, you know. Yeah. And now you can go on the internet and you can say,
You can look up anything.
You can look up anything, and there's something there, and then it'll give you a history of it, right?
Okay, so the Spotlight for Monday, it's Volume 3. It's kind of the Great American Songbook with theater. Is that fair to say for this coming Monday?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to be doing any theater, but it's music from the theater.
Music, of course, yes.
Music that came from the theater. But yeah, the Great American Songbook. Sure, that's a great way to put it. You know, and everybody from Tony Bennett to Rod Stewart and all them, have done these tunes, right?
Sure.
And it's and you could do 100 shows and not repeat a tune.
Oh, for sure.
That's the thing. Yeah. So
we're into Volume 3 already.
Well, yeah, into Volume 3, exactly. Exactly. And
so it's coming up Monday, and it's at Monday. The Lazaritas Hall. Is
correct.
That right?
At Lazaritas Hall at the new Tom Patterson Theater.
Yeah. How do you like playing that venue?
It's beautiful.
You're here, there, and everywhere. You're up in the loft, you're in the orchestra pit. What about for the Lazaritas
Hall? Oh, it's an intimate setting. It's everybody's right there, which is nice. You know, it's not a huge place. I mean, we're not in the main theater, the main Tom Patterson Theater, but we're in the Lazaritas Hall, and it seats I think a couple hundred, about 200.
Easily, I think so.
And it's very intimate. It's we can be as close as we are right here, right now.
Wonderful.
We're a few meters away, ladies and gentlemen. So it's pretty good, you know, and it's a great sound. They can change it with the curtains and all that, and it's all the people, all the sound people at the festival have put in, you know. So we're in good hands. Yeah. So we got the lighting, we got the whole thing.
And so this is kicking off the Monday night music again with forum performances. It's the Philip Sagan Quartet, Songs of Theater Taught Me, Volume 3. Your incredible career, and you're having quite the season with both Annie and Dirty Rotten Scoundrels.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
It's Annie. It's selling out houses, you know. I mean, I actually went to the show. We work in substitute musicians. We call them subs, and that we're allowed to sub out as it's called. And you know, if we have other things going on, you know, it's like taking a sick day, you know. But what we like to do is sub out, and we have to work in our subs because you never know when something emergency is going to happen. So we always work them in. And a good thing to do when we work them in is go see the show.
Sure,
you know.
Yeah.
And I saw Annie the other day, and it was packed. It was a packed house. We had some students, there was some older people, some people in between, I mean everybody, and it was packed, and the audience was great, and well, the show's great.
Yeah.
And I did the same thing with Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, and now I know what everybody's hooting and hollering about.
Yeah.
Right? Oh no, they're it's a great, and even the Shakespeare plays and everything else, I mean, it's a great playbill.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm determined to see every one of them if I can.
Yeah. Gotta get those subs in so you can go see these
that's
shows.
that's right. Yeah. Well, there was, you know, it's All Winter's Tale, As You Like It, Macbeth, all
yeah.
I mean, they're just, it's a great playbill this year.
It sure is. Well, we're looking forward to this coming Monday. Do you want to shout out your other quartet members?
Oh yes, absolutely. I have Brian Dickinson on piano. Brian's the Canadian jazz royalty. Yeah, very fortunate to have him. And Mike McLennan, who also plays bass here in the orchestra, and Dave Campion, who's been around here for many years. I'm sure you know Dave, and we're also doing the shows. And so yeah, they're all the musicians from around. And Brian Dickinson played here years ago.
Yeah.
He did Boys from Syracuse and a few other things. But
And so you've played with these guys. This is a tight quartet. You know each other.
Oh, it's pretty tight. And I mean, they're great musicians. And it's like anything else, right? You surround yourself with great people.
So all I have
to do is play the tunes, and I let them go.
Yeah.
Right.
I
say, okay, go. Yeah. I'm the singer, sort of, like, you know what I mean. And you know, if you go listen to go see a great jazz singer or something, right?
Yeah.
They just sing the tune.
Yeah.
And then they sit down, and then the band goes crazy.
Yeah. I'm
and
sure
then
it's that's
and, the and they come back up. so that's all I'm doing now.
Oh come on!
It's a little more than that, but you know, we've spent a lot of time with the charts and the arrangements, and Mike McLennan has done all the arrangements for me, He's a great arranger. Oh. And he's the music librarian here at the festival, too. So he arranges all the charts. When we need, you know, there's a scene change that's a little longer or maybe a little shorter than we anticipated, you know, wow. Or the director says.
You don't
says,
even think about stuff like that.
Michael composed something with the themes, you know, yeah. that we just did and, sure. and introduced the next one, you know, that kind of thing.
Amazing.
And it becomes seamless, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and it's pretty cool. Yeah,
it is cool. It's amazing. And yeah. It's kicking off the Monday Night Music Series with forum performances. We'll share the details how you can get tickets. They're available, of course, through StraffordFestival.ca. It's the Philip Sagan Quartet, Song the Theater Taught Me, Volume 3, Lazaritas Hall, Tom Patterson Theater, for this coming Monday. That is June 23rd. Show gets underway about 7:30.
So. 7:30, right on. Right on the dot.
Musicians, yes. Right on time.
Well, you know. It's going to end right at 9:30. So,
there you go.
So you could still go for your, you know.
Fair enough. Philip Sagan. Philip, have a again, continued great season with Stratford Festival. Absolute pleasure chatting.
Thank you very much, Jamie. Thank you.